To American politics now, and Associated Press today declared Hillary Clinton has won the Democratic nomination, meaning she and Donald Trump will contest the US presidential election. Now, Associated Press isn't the decider, of course, to steal the word from George W. Bush. And Bernie Sanders will be hoping primaries tomorrow, including in California, where he's worked really hard to win those crucial votes, will embarrass AP's pretty reliable survey of Democratic superdelegates. I asked our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, if he thinks the nomination is Mrs. Clinton's now.
Well, in order to say whether she's got the numbers or not, I'm afraid you really need to be a mathematician. And the Associated Press, which tallies these delegates, keeps a very close eye on the numbers. And to everyone's surprise, here on Monday night in the United States, before a single vote is cast in the five primary contests that are due to take place for the Democrats on Tuesday, the Associated Press suddenly announced that it had been looking at its calculations and it had reached the conclusion that, in fact, Hillary Clinton has already now secured the 2,383 convention delegates that she needs in order to claim that she is unstoppable on the road to becoming the Democratic Party's standard bearer this November. Now, the Clinton campaign has reacted to this very cautiously. They've put out social media statements saying that Mrs. Clinton is flattered by the attention that the Associated Press has devoted to this task, but they are reminding everyone that there are still primary contests that will begin when dawn breaks here in the United States on Tuesday. They want to make sure that everybody goes to vote, despite this claim by the Associated Press that she has already put it away. They want real votes over the next 24 hours, absolutely, to underscore that contention that, yes, indeed, Hillary Clinton is about to become the first woman to seek the presidency on behalf of a major American political party.
What does Sanders do then? Because he has run such a formidable race against all odds. And as you say, he has galvanized youth vote. He has connected with people who seemed entirely alienated, disconnected from politics. How do the Democrats use him? How does Clinton use him if it is indeed her who's going to run?
Well, I think, first of all, there's the issue of what does Bernie Sanders do? And I think the answer to that is probably that he tries to extract as much influence as possible in the remaining hours or days of his campaign. That could be trying to secure guarantees from Hillary Clinton that he'll play a role in her cabinet or be the chairman of a powerful committee in the United States Senate, should she indeed become U.S. president. It could also mean that he gets a prominent speaking role at the Democratic Party's convention and gets to give further voice in prime time across the United States to his view that income inequality and the need to correct it should be absolutely central to the role that any future government in the United States plays. But Hillary Clinton's got to be very careful here. Just as Donald Trump has faced difficulties coalescing the Republican Party around his candidacy, and difficulties that over the last couple of days have begun to seem almost insurmountable, so Hillary Clinton has got to find a way of, if you like, taking the anger out of some of these Bernie Sanders supporters who really have expressed deep personal animus towards her on the campaign trail over the last several months. She's going to have to try and find a way of defusing that. And the way you do that politically is by trying to reflect some of the messages that he's been putting across on the campaign trail in her own personal political philosophy as she goes forward.
Simon Marks joining us from Washington. CNN, who will have hated being scooped by AP, has just reported its own delegate count has also confirmed Hillary Clinton has secured the Democratic nomination. Big day tomorrow, though, and we will cover those primaries.